Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Whose report shall you believe? I believe in the report of the Lord. His report says I am healed. His report says I am free. His report shouts victory. I believe in the report of the Lord. How about you, my friends? Well, that's good stuff. That is, if you know good stuff. Welcome and praise the Lord to all my friends. Did you know that the end days are upon you? They most definitely are. Unless you've got blinders on, you're seeing it every day. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Called and ordained by God's own audible voice, not the voices or doctrines of mere men. Speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, the last day's signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. And please know, the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen and amen. This program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs support, just as a true spiritual church needs support for messages preached from the pulpit. And my pulpit is this radio program. And, my friends, this program is listener-supported, and I cannot stay on the air without your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. Your help and support is very important, and that is the truth. Now for our last day's end times quick Bible study, King James Version, from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and 2 Peter chapter 3. So, from 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. First, let me make it very clear, the day of the Lord will not come as a thief to true truth Christians. What? You say, Brother Johnson, you know Scripture says that. Oh, does it really? Luke chapter 12, verse 39. And this know, that if the goodman of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. My friends, that's a proof to you that watching is the key to knowing or not knowing. Revelation chapter 3, verse 3, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I come upon thee. There you have it, my friends. If you're not watching, it will come upon you as a thief. And further, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2 is taught wrongly by many. Quote, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night, end quote, of the Bible. Somehow, they seem to totally ignore 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 4, which is only two verses beyond that. Quote, the Bible, but ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief, end Bible quote. Verse 4 is for true truth believers who do not live in darkness, or even some who call themselves Christians do. My, they do live in darkness, don't you know, because they won't believe the true truth scriptures. They've been taught a lie, and that's it. They won't hear anything else. How about this? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 5 through 6. But ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Watchman comment, there are a lot of sleeping Christians out there, and they better be careful. Are you one of them? Then you better wake up. Hallelujah, amen. Let's watch and be sober on this program as the end draws near. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Enough said, get right and get ready. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 1:8.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, for as the lightning shineth from the east and shines on in the west, So shall my touch the earth in the last days. Not one person upon the earth will not know that I, the Lord, am coming upon the land in a mighty way. For rulers of the land shall begin to shake, for they will know that their day is closing and mine is at hand, saith God. For upon the nation shall come a distress that they have never felt before. There shall be a shaking inside instead of outside the land, inside instead of outside the leaders. And they will know that the day of the Lord is at hand, saith God.
Saith your Father God, strength, stamina, power, ability, wisdom and knowledge, clothing you in my very presence, that you may go forth and do the work that is needed to do in these last hours. The time is very short, but you shall be able to run with the best of them. You shall be able to do the things that I have said. You shall not grow weary or tired. You shall not bend over because of the load, but you shall stand strong and go forth in my anointing, saith your Father God.
Now, a True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study from the King James Version. My. On this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word. Straight out of God's holy book. Amen and amen. Not the doctrines of mere men. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 through 21, King James Version. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, amen, Watchman comment. I have seen so many times over the years folks who think they are so spiritual, they prophesy to themselves. And that, my friends, is private interpretation. It is not scriptural. That is prophecy coming by the will of mere men, not from men called, chosen, and anointed by Yahweh, who actually gives his prophets the words they speak. For instance, one man in my church, who came to me from another church, prophesied to his wife that she was pregnant, and she certainly looked in the natural that she was pregnant. I prayed about it, and God, Yahweh, showed me she was not pregnant, but that it was a tumor, though it was not cancer. I told him, and he got really mad at me, and he left my church. Of course, I had come against what he had prophesied, don't you see? I found out later from friends that she went more than 9 months, so she went to a doctor, and sure enough, she was not pregnant. It was a tumor, and it was removed surgically, and it was not cancer, just as the Lord had told me. My. If that man had listened to God's prophet, she would have been healed through prayer without surgery. Therefore, private interpretation can be and is very dangerous. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, King James Version, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And that's the key, my friends, when it comes to prophecy. It must be by the Holy Ghost. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. So get right and get ready. Kevin and Tanya from Ohio obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and they are our WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water sponsors for this program. Father, bless Kevin and Tanya, meet their every need, and thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts to support your program and your watchmen. Bless their needs and meet every one of them. Amen and amen. And also, Father, bless all the listeners tonight as you touch them with your true truth. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's pull some right out of the fire. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. My. Every once in a while, people write me, they say they like my show. Friends, although I won't rebuke you for that, because Jesus made a shew or a show of them openly, which is exactly what I do in this program, a show is something that's faked. This is a program, a spiritual program, that is not faked and is true truth. Amen and amen. Now, the prophecy news behind the news with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman's Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Fukushima radiation found in California kelp. Kelp off the California coast was contaminated with short-lived radioisotopes a month after Japan's Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant accident, a sign that the spilled radiation reached the state's coastline, according to a new scientific study. Watchman comment, I really rather doubt that it was short-lived radiation, but what is more important here, it was there only a month, 1 month, after Japan's reactors melted down. And they kept telling you it wasn't there, and I kept telling you it was. Who was right? Continuing. Scientists from CSU Long Beach tested giant kelp collected off Orange County, Santa Cruz, and other locations after the March 2011 accident and detected radioactive iodine, which was released from the damaged nuclear reactor. The largest concentration was about 250 times higher than levels found in kelp before the accident. Watchman comment. Radioactive iodine does dissipate quicker, but it is still dangerous. Do you believe the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? Continuing. City of Roswell, Georgia, bullies Andrew Wards to death over his backyard chickens. An innocent man who had legally been raising a few dozen chickens and other small birds in the backyard of his suburban Atlanta home is now dead, following a crusade of terror perpetuated against him by the city of Roswell in Georgia. Andrew Wards, who died during a recent raid on his property in which county marshals tried to illegally evict him, was the obvious victim of a rogue state gone mad. And his blood is now on the hands of the Roswell City Administrator, the Roswell City Council, and the Roswell Police Department, all of which robbed from Wards his property, his livelihood, and ultimately his life. My, oh my, the last day signs, the end times, they sure are here. Continuing. Welcome to the new Great Depression. We're already in the Great Depression, says Nobel Prize-winning economist Paul Krugman, and it could be a long time before we come out the other end. It's not the total misery of the 1930s, but it's not good, he said. So when will the new Great Depression end? A persistently depressed economy, interest rates near 0%, and in the United States a 9% jobless rate. Does that sound familiar? Watchman comment. Well, Mr. Krugman, I do not believe that it is a 9% jobless rate. If you're believing Obama's figures, why don't you listen to me? Because you know, and I know, if you look truly, that it's well over 20%, probably going up to over 25 now, maybe reaching 30. Continuing. Krugman used the example of Japan, which took 15 years to come out of its downturn, only to be hit by the global financial crisis just as it was emerging. We could have that happen perfectly well in the U.S. and Europe, Krugman said. Watchman comment, well, he's certainly right there, because it is happening now. Continuing. Why gasoline could be in short supply this summer on the U.S. East Coast. If Sunoco closes a big oil refinery in Pennsylvania, gasoline to make up for the lost supply will need to be shipped to the East Coast from the Gulf Coast or from Europe, and it will be a logistical nightmare to get it there. As demand for gasoline and slackened, due in part to a weak economy and greater fuel efficiency for cars, slackened demand, refiners have struggled to sell enough product to stay in business. Several refineries that supply gas to the East Coast have already closed. Hess has shuttered a major refinery in the U.S. Virgin Islands. ConocoPhillips has stopped making oil products at a refinery in Trainier, PA, and Sunoco has already closed another smaller refinery near Philadelphia. If Sunoco cannot find a buyer for its big Philadelphia refinery, almost half of the total East Coast refining capacity will be gone. Watchman comment, well, all you have to do is lower your price of oil, don't you know? You'd rather go out of business, huh? Continuing. Roundup herbicide can alter animals. Exposure among amphibians and other vertebrae animals to Monsanto's Roundup herbicide has been shown for the very first time to actually induce physical changes in the shapes of these animals' bodies. Published in the journal Ecological Applications, the new study reveals, once again, the incredible hormone-altering power of Roundup, and how even minute exposure to this highly toxic chemical in the Roundup brew can have disastrous health consequences, Watchman comment. Now, think about vaccines and the dangerous chemicals they contain. Did you think real hard? And another, drug babies before vaccinating them, doctors are demanding. A recent study published in the journal Pediatrics suggests that giving 8-week-old babies several doses of acetaminophen, which is Tylenol, before and after the barrage of recommended childhood vaccines they typically receive will help them to sleep better and improve vaccine efficiency. And because many doctors believe that sleeping after vaccinations is a positive sign that vaccinations are working, are supposedly working, this dangerous protocol could become common practice among pediatric doctors when administering childhood vaccines. Watchman comment. First of all, Tylenol is known to cause liver damage when taken in high quantities, though I doubt that would be the case with just doing this before vaccinations. It takes taking Tylenol many, many, many days in a row before you get liver damage. However, drugs and drugging are all many doctors know, as they are brainwashed in medical school, and of course the kickbacks from drug companies to teach this dangerous nonsense that they tell you and that they teach. That they tell you is good stuff. Continuing. Praying to the devil. A local Planned Parenthood abortion business in California is copycatting the 40 Days for Life campaign, which recently resulted in saving the lives of more than 700 unborn children from abortions. Oops, ran out of time, my friends. Just tune in next Saturday night at 9 p.m. 4840. I'll rerun this one. Sorry about that. I run myself in a corner sometimes. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for another True Truth Quick Bible Study and 7 live call-ins from last Wednesday night. Don't miss those. My dear friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week. And when you do, please also pray about including a WOW, Walk on Water, love offering. This program is listener-supported, and it is the only way it can stay on the air, and that's the truth. Sending cash is the easiest way for small offerings. And small offerings are needed. I put them all together and pay for a program with them. Just wrap it up so it cannot be seen through the envelope. Then pray over it and send it. God is able to get it through to me, is he not? Of course he is. Amen and amen. I don't believe these people who say don't send cash. They must fear that people within their organization is going to steal it. Well, I tell you folks, I'm the only one within this organization, so nobody can take it but me, and I make sure it goes to what it's intended for. Amen. Signs of the Times is an international Christian ministry, and it's supported 100% by our Christian friends who sponsor Signs with their generous WOW love gifts. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. I'll look forward to finding your letter in P.O. Box 122 this week, and may God bless you in a big way. May he bless you real good. Please write Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122. Town is Lyle, L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviate N-Y, zip 13797 in the U.S. of A. That address repeats in a moment. The Bible is how we live free in an unfree world. Now for our ending, True Truth, Quick Bible Study from the King James Version. Psalms chapter 27, verses 3 and 4. Though an army should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek, and that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Well, my listening friends, a United States Army officer who trained pupils at Fort Sill for over 20 years once described the different qualities of the students during the two decades of his tenure. During the 1950s, he observed the students' attitude as being so lax that the instructors had trouble keeping their students awake during their lectures. This drastically changed somehow in the mid-1960s. The students began taking meticulous notes and absorbing every word of instruction. So what changed? The lectures weren't any different. Were the mid-60s students somehow more diligent? No, that wasn't it. But the circumstances is what had changed. The pupils of the 1950s weren't expecting to be sent to war, but the men of the 1960s were being prepared to go to Vietnam. That was the difference. My friends, we are already at war, and the 666 pre-battle is raging right now, right before your eyes. We cannot afford to be unprepared as though we were at peace. No, no, no. We are not at peace. For remember what the Bible says, when peace and safety is spoken, sudden destruction will come. Each of us has a post or a position to occupy, or a battlefront to advance upon. So stay awake, alert, in constant preparation, feeding and abiding in the Word of God, continuing instant in prayer, and growing mightily in it. There's so much work to be done, and your Commander-in-Chief, Christ Jesus, is looking for eager volunteers who are well prepared to serve. And you can only be prepared if you have a prayer life and you read your Bible. Honoring Yahweh in the battles ahead will bring great joy through the exploits that He will enable us to do. The day of Christ's return is at hand, my friends. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. And now a preached altar call in a church service by Brother Ralston.
And therefore God exalted Jesus. So though that he had died 3 days later, he rose from the dead and rose to the right hand of Almighty God. Hallelujah. And if you put your faith and trust in him, today you shall be saved. You shall be born again. You shall know with confidence that you will be in eternity with Almighty God.
Thank you, Brother Ralston, and God bless you all, my friends, if you had an ear to hear. For when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days. You live in right now, right today. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. So as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in this Saturday morning for a repeat of this Wednesday program on frequency 7490 at 8:30 a.m. on WWCR transmitter CR2. That's 7490 Saturday, 7:30 a.m. Central, 8:30 a.m. Eastern. My. Then, my friends, tune in again on Saturday and the nighttime at 8 p.m. Central or 9 p.m. Eastern for a fresh new program on frequency 4840. That's right. Two Saturday programs now, 7490 at 8:30 Eastern in the morning and at 9 p.m. Eastern in the evening for 840 Saturday night, both on WWCR as always. Thanks for tuning in to Signs Radio, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Will you pray about how you can bless me back? I could sure use a helping hand in a blessing or two. Here's the address, again, more quickly, so you can check what you wrote down before. S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y, 13797.
Brother Johnson, my name is Frank. I live in Beaumont, Texas. Please, please, wherever it takes, keep your show on the air. I will try to start supporting you. I did not realize that you were in that situation. I'll do whatever I can to help out. I listen both on Wednesday morning. I live through a preacher. Thank you.
Well, thank you, my brother. I sure do appreciate that call and your heartfelt cries. I sure do. This program is always in that situation, brother. I walk by faith, and that's why I use that verse all the time, that we walk by faith, not by sight. And when I took on that other Saturday morning time slot to try to cover 9350 that some people couldn't hear, I had to sign a contract for 6 months. So I'm a little worried about paying for that program. I just know that God has touched your heart, or you wouldn't have said the things that you said, brother. So I do thank you very much, and if you can see your way clear to help, I'd sure appreciate it, and I know the Lord would too. I assure you I will do my part, and I will keep the program on the air as long as I can. But it depends on the love gifts of my listeners. That's the only way it can stay on. Radio time is not cheap. It's quite expensive. Maranatha, my friend.
This is Craig, Atlanta, Georgia. I just enjoyed another one of your broadcasts. I just have started listening maybe about a month ago when I can, and I really enjoy it. Down here in Atlanta, Georgia, you're coming in at about a 5x8, 5x9, very clear modulation. You sound Q5, my friend. Keep up the good work. I love you. Take care. God bless. Bye.
Thank you, my friend, for those kind words. My love right back to you. Maranatha.
This is the April 11 broadcast on 9350. Good reception tonight in central Illinois. God bless.
Thank you, brother. God bless you right back. Praying for you, Maranatha.
Great show. Coming in very, very clearly. I listen to you on shortwave, 9.350, coming in crystal clear. I listen to you at 6:30 in the evening in Texas. I'm just a little north of Dallas. I consider myself a watchman on the wall. I've been following what's going on, and you're really on the mark. I think Saturday is the true day of worship, and his name is Yeshua. I don't know why people call him Jesus. Jay didn't appear in the language until 1500. Enjoying you. I'm a patriot, too. I keep up with all the vaccine information, too. You're really on target there. So love you, brother, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, my dear brother. I sure appreciate that. My love right back to you, my friend. Glad to hear from another watchman. Amen. I do agree with you, and I pray that we can do the best we can in these last days and times that we live in. Thanks for calling, Maranatha.
Yeah, shortwave 9350 reads loud and clear in the state of Oklahoma, Oklahoma City. Loud and clear on 9350 in Oklahoma.
Thanks for that call, brother. Certainly do appreciate it. Maranatha.
Yeah, clear in Costa Rica on a Grundig FR-200 on a Saturday afternoon.
Thank you, brother, for calling in from Costa Rica. I think that's the first time I'd heard from there. I'm just wondering, though, I received this on Wednesday night, so I'm wondering if it was a Wednesday night time that you heard it. But in any event, thanks for calling. Sure do appreciate it. Maranatha. Wow, 9350 is really getting out this year. Last year, I had a lot of people call in and say they couldn't hear it. But last Wednesday night, we had two call in from Texas, one from Atlanta, Georgia, one from Binghamton, New York, which he asked not to put his call on the air, and you can do that too, one from Illinois, one Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and one Costa Rica. My, my, my. Thank you all. Is there anybody else out there? Can you call in if your state wasn't mentioned or your country? I'd sure appreciate it. Give me a call in just a few moments. Now, my friends, for my virtual recorder number, I'll try to speak it slow enough for you to dial it as I say it, if you'll just pick up your phone and get ready. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program. When I know you are listening, it helps keep signs on the air. Now, I only have one line, so please just keep hitting your redial if it's busy until you get through. Thanks. I sure do appreciate those calls. I need to know if this program is being heard, or I can't keep it on the air, because if it's not being heard, not enough support will come in, don't you know? Here comes the number. Ready to dial? 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. I'm going to repeat that. If you get a busy signal, don't forget to keep hitting your redial. I'd sure appreciate it. I'm sorry I can't afford more than one line, but I need to hear from as many as possible. Here it comes again. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs of the Times International Radio, heard worldwide by shortwave, podcasts, downloads, etc. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending your WOW offering this week. Thanks, my friends. Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.